Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great morning to you. It's Tuesday, October 25th, 2016. You have tuned in to Couch Conversation. This show is an outreach of Blessed and Know It Ministries, virtual ministry for virtually everybody. Always available to you via our website. Check us out on social media, Google+, Vine, Instagram, Twitter. We're all across the World Wide Web, reminding you that your life is worth living and living out loud. We are in the midst of our fall season. Foil doesn't work. Foil first, outside, inside, last. Doesn't work. Works well for math. Does not work well in the real world. Does not work well in an adult life. Does not work well when you are chasing your dream, following your dream, holding on to your dream. It just doesn't. It sounds good. It sounds like something that could work. Millions of people have tried it. You know, tried to dress up the outside, fix up the outside, do this, do that, do the other, do the extreme makeover, do the extreme this, the extreme that, this challenge, that challenge, and the other challenge, working on the external first. And then they end up in the same spot. Because until you address what's really going on inside of you, and internally, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, until you address those things, everything else is just kind of, you know, a waste of money, time, energy, and effort. How do you know this? I know it because I've done it. I've been there. I believe the hype. I believe that the new headshot, I believe that the new photograph, I believe that Photoshop, all that stuff would work in this industry. And the reality is, if I'm going to be authentic, if I'm going to be true, if I'm going to give the best that I can give, I've got to start dealing with what's on the inside of me. Because the things that we do not deal with will always rise to the surface at the wrong time, and we can mess up our own opportunity, our own destiny. We can delay our own progress because we're dealing with stuff that could have been dealt with a long time ago. But we chose not to do that. We chose to follow what was popular, what was trendy, what was expensive, but it cost us something worse than money. It cost us more inexperience. It cost us more pain. It cost us more emotionally than we were ever, than was ever presented on the front end of it. Sure, you can nip and tuck a whole lot of stuff away. Nip, tuck, put it here, you know, make a donation to someone who might need it. Fine, you can do all of that. But at the end of the day, until you address what's really going on in you, why do you keep having these cycles in your life? Why do you keep going through the same motions with different people? Why do you keep procrastinating? Why do you keep hesitating? Why do you keep telling yourself that same story about yourself? Until you start addressing those things, then what you're chasing after, that dream, that goal, that desire, that calling that is within you, you're not going to be mature enough or ready or wise enough to handle the responsibility or weight of it. How do I know? Because I've been there. When you're in your teen years, you have this thing called invincibility. It's in your mind. You're like, I'm going to live forever. I'm going to do all of this stuff. I'm going to be wild and I'm going to be outrageous. Somewhere between those wild and outrageous 15, 16, 17-year-olds lies those 30, 40, 50-year-olds who tell you you have to be realistic. That's not realistic. You got to get realistic about what you're going to do because everyone just can't do that. Can't have 15 different careers. You can't go save the world. Why don't you just go get a secure job? Go to college for 4 years, okay? Just get into $32,000, $42,000, $52,000, $72,000, $120,000 worth of debt, okay? Be practical about the situation. Being practical has led this whole country in a negative downward spiral. When we started giving up on the arts in the school, when we started giving up on recreation in the school, when we started mandating our children to sit still, be quiet, follow these rules, and we started teaching towards the test, we lost a whole generation of dreamers. We snuffed it out of them. We pushed it out of them. We declared that that could not be. Oh, you're still moving? Give that child a pill. You're still moving. Give that child an individual education plan. Why are you moving in school? You're not supposed to do that. Why are you dreaming in school? You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do any of this. I love to hear Steve Harvey kind of tell his story about how he wanted to be on TV as a child, and the teacher was like, that's not realistic. Sent him home, went up to his mom. His mom was like, what was the assignment? The assignment was to write down what you wanted to be as an adult. He said he wanted to be on TV. So his mom was like, why would your teacher send you home with the note if that was the assignment? You did it wrong. Just wait till your daddy get home. Wait till your daddy get home. Daddy was the lead disciplinarian in the house, so he just knew he was going to get a beating for being obedient to the assignment because that's what he wanted to do. Everyone's questioning his dream. They're questioning him and his goal, and they're saying, why? What are you? So his parents are like, have you ever seen anyone on TV? He was like, no. Do you know anyone on TV? No. I just know I want to be on TV. So at 9 years old, he's like, this is my dream. This is what it is. And instead of snuffing out his dream, his daddy actually gave him the opportunity to keep the dream alive. I'm sure someone down the line, he was like, sir, you got to be practical about this. So you got. They had plenty of talks, like every parent, because you don't want your child to fail. You don't want your child not to succeed. But if they've never seen an example of it, it's kind of hard to push them in a direction that's even unknown to you. Well, this is new to you, or push them in a direction that's kind of unheard of. But 30-some years later, despite homelessness, despite divorces, despite all of that, he's on how many different networks? He's an author. He's happily married, or so it seems. I mean, I'm not knocking anything that he did. I'm just saying he didn't give up on his dream. So what, he's over, quote-unquote, the hill. So what, he's over 40. That should be even more encouragement for us to look to people like that instead of looking at the person next to you who's still in the cubicle next to you. Oh, yeah. You're looking at the person who's given up on their dream rather than someone who actually pursued their dream. Well, we can't all be Steve Harvey. No, you're not called to be Steve Harvey. You're called to be you. Whatever your name is, that's who you're called to be. Whatever dream is inside of you, that's what you're here for. Whatever gives you that joy and that purpose and that push in life, that's what you're called to pursue. That's what you're called to go after. You're made for so much more, but somewhere along the way, we got it all twisted. Schools needed funding. Parents needed vacations. No one, that's not practical. I kind of hate that word because practical people and practical things lead to practical results. Who knew that teaching towards the test would lead our children to where they are now? Why can't we have recreation back? Why can't we have PE back? They're kids. They're children. They have energy. They're not meant to be little robots. If you want a robotic children, go into the lab and create robotic children. But real human children are meant to touch and feel and dream and wonder and stare up at the sky and imagine new beginnings and new endings and new possibilities. Teenagers are meant to experience the ability to fall down, scrape their knee, and get back up. There's something about the process of becoming an adult and becoming and living in that dreamer mode that society just wants to snuff out. Because if we ever needed answers to the real issues in our life, they come from dreamers. They come from people who aren't willing to just quit, to give up, to yield. Okay, fine, I'll work this 9-to-5 and that's all I'm going to do. And then at 40, I'm feeling unfulfilled. I don't understand why I'm here. This paycheck isn't giving me the satisfaction that I want out of life because you gave up on your dream. But because you are alive, that's the greatest news ever. Because you're still breathing, that's the greatest news ever. With all of your life experiences and failures and all of that, it's the greatest news ever. You are still alive. The opportunity to create and manifest your destiny and your dreams is still available to you. You're not underneath some headstone. You're not stretched out and confined in a hospital room. You are alive and you are well enough to accomplish what it is you were meant to do. You are well enough to take your dream from somewhere in your head, somewhere in the realm of impossibility, somewhere that's not practical. You are well enough to grab that out of the impossible realm that's out there and manifest that in this realm and make it visible and make it true. I'm not saying there aren't risks that have to be taken. There are great risks, but you got to calculate your risk. What's the risk of holding on to it? What's going to happen to you if you just continue to defer your dream? What's going to happen to you? Pieces of you are dying daily because you are denying who you were meant to be. Pieces of you are just fading away, and pretty soon your dreams are going to be memories, and you're going to look back with nothing but regret at this gift called life, when right now you have the opportunity to embrace all that's ahead of you. Right now, you can start taking the 21-day challenges, the 30-day challenges, whatever challenge you need to get on. Does that mean you have to start getting healthier first? Yeah, it does, because dreamers got to have something called endurance. Does that mean you got to start cutting out some stuff that's not good for you? Yeah, it does, because you've got to be able to make it. This race is not given to the swift. It's given to those who can endure. And you can't endure on a junk food. You can't. That's not real fuel. You can't endure not sleeping. You need rest. Your body has got to regroup, because dreaming, boy, does it take energy. Bringing that thing to pass, it's going to take you being able to take 132-plus rejections. And that's fine, because not everyone's going to get on board of your dream. Don't look for supporters now. Don't look for supporters like, woohoo, go dream. Because there, one, there's haters. There's people who are too scared to believe in their own dream. How can they support yours? Number two, there are people who quit along the way. So if they quit, they can't tell you anything but what they've done. Then there are people who are just scared. Who wants to be around all that all the time? But the reality is that's what we're surrounded by. So your dream isn't for everybody. So you got to keep some stuff to yourself. Can't tell everybody all of your moves. Sometimes you got to move in silence. You got to go stealth mode on some of your friends and some of your family. They're not going to understand until they start to see the growth and development. Then they're going to tell you things like, oh, my gosh, you've changed. You're right. Thank you for noticing. Oh, you're not the same. Are you too good to hang? No, I'm not too good, but my dream is. My dream is too good for me to be wasting my night in these bars doing these other things that takes me off a goal. My dream is too much on the line if I don't fulfill my dream. If they want to live their life as just a dash, let them. It's okay. Everybody can't go with you. But if you want to start manifesting your dream and turning your dash into an exclamation point and making your mark in this thing called life, then it's time. It's time to pull out the CPR and start resuscitating that thing. If you're a comedian, start getting them jokes. If you're an artist, start getting your tools. Start hanging out with like-minded people. Go to the comedy clubs. Go to the art studios. Go to the music studios. Whatever that dream is, because it's not realistic to some. It's not practical to others, but it's yours. And no one ever said it would be easy, so don't ever get that twisted. But I don't want to. There's dangers in starting over again. It sure is. And if you don't like starting over again, stop quitting. That's what E.T. says, Eric Thomas. He's awesome in this motivational game. Done great things with his life because he had a goal in front of him. They said he wouldn't. He took that fuel, ate it, chewed on it, spit out what he didn't need, and now he's Dr. Eric Thomas, which was his goal. Is that your goal? I don't know. Is that what your life is supposed to be? I don't know. You've got to decide what you're willing to risk, what you're willing to give up, and then take the journey that you've already been on and make it remarkable. Enjoy every step of the way. Enjoy those rejections. Go back to the people that reject you and find out the reason why. Okay, was it this? Was it that? Was it the other? What was it? Tweak it, twerk it, make it better. Your presentation was off. Go take some public speaking classes. Okay, that's what I'll do. I'll get around public speakers so I can learn how to make the delivery better. You didn't really sell me on that. Fine. Go get around some salespeople who are top notch and hang around them and see how a sale is done. See how they close out a sale and not just make a pitch. Whoever you need to get around that's better than you in the area that you're weak, that's who you need to get around. In some areas, you're just going to hire people. You're just going to have to hire someone to do those things that you're weak in, because certain things just aren't for you. You can't be everything, but you can do a lot with what you have. So find the people who will help get you further along. That's this week's challenge. Last week, 21-day challenge to change your lifestyle. Are you watching too much TV? You caught up on this reality stuff that's really false and getting you off track? Fine. Cut it. It's not helping you. Not one housewife is poured into your dream, but yet you give them all of your attention every week. Now, what if you took that same amount of time and gave your dream that much attention? How much further could you be? Yeah, your challenge this week is get around minded, like-minded people. Push you, propel you, breathe life, help you resuscitate your dream so you can get out of the practical and get into your new reality. I'm excited. I see dream keepers are some of the best people ever. Not everyone's going to get on board. Be willing to take that rejection. Oh, it's going to hurt. Oh, it's going to come with someone really close to you. Yeah, and you're still going to have to keep going. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Couch Conversations. I'm excited about you. You're such a good dream keeper. You've done so well thus far. with what you have. Now take it all the way into the end zone. You guys have a great Tuesday. I'll talk to you on Thursday. As always, be peaceful in what you do. Rev J with Couch Conversations. Have a good one. Bye-bye.